T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, these meteorologists, they're earning their money this month. Last month and this month, Andrew Frieden is our NBC 12 meteorologist. He joins us now to give us an update on Hurricane Michael. This isn't even anywhere near us, Andrew. What's going to happen?
Well, it's going to come near us, and it's up to Category 2. So the 8 o'clock observation for the Hurricane Center has it with 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. So it's a storm system that's growing, and it's anticipated to continue to grow over the next day. It's expected to make landfall as a Category 3. So this is a really, really bad situation for the panhandle of Florida, as it'll come ashore probably somewhere near Panama City, Florida. But the biggest city that's close by would be Tallahassee, and Tallahassee, which would be on the eastern side of the storm, could get the kind of power outage situation that lasts for weeks. It really looks bad there.
Now, not to be negative, but do you think there's a chance that we get this one a little less than right? Or is this one really going to hit?
I mean, it could go down. It could drop in intensity to maybe a Category 2. Storms sometimes unexplainably dip in intensity right before landfall on the Gulf Coast.
Right.
So it could drop down maybe to a Category 2. But it's a virtual guarantee that there's a landfall somewhere, on the panhandle of Florida.
And
I mean, there's no escape for this one.
And then over the next few days, what happens to, like, Wilmington, North Carolina? I heard they were going to get a lot of water.
Yeah.
And then will we?
Well, the relatively good news is that the storm will be inland along the North Carolina coast and the South Carolina coast, so the storm surge isn't going to be as big of a concern. But damaging wind and some intense rain is a pretty good bet along the coast of the Carolinas. And then for us, what I think is going to happen is that Richmond gets maybe 3 inches of rain, some flooding down, let's not say flooding, some downpours.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, Thursday after the sun goes down through Friday morning when the sun comes up. That's when I think it's the biggest threat for us. And there might be tropical storm wind gusts. Now, that's about a 30-mile-an-hour plus wind. And if that happens, we could get some wind damage. But we're on the far northern and western edge of it as I see it, and there's much more likely that there's big rain and wind down toward Williamsburg and Virginia Beach. But this is close enough for discomfort, as I would say. And again, the time frame for us would be late Thursday night and early Friday.
And to be a little selfish, do you think the weekend's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay. I think it's amazing. it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend. So what you have is a quick departure of the storm system. In fact, I think the sun's going to come out Friday afternoon. And we'll have a cool northerly breeze. Once the strongest winds move through, it'll actually be quite pleasant. And then we'll have high temperatures, in the 70-degree range, if not the upper 60s, Saturday and Sunday. The overnight low is going to be down around the upper 40s or low 50s. So it's going to feel great. You know, beautiful October weather for this weekend. It's just that Thursday, late, early Friday, we're going to have a really fast-moving tropical system go basically right on top of Virginia Beach or eastern North Carolina.
Yeah. All right, so we will send our prayers down to Florida and hope they can weather it, and then we'll just hang in there until Friday afternoon.
Yeah, by Friday afternoon, whatever power outages there are, I think the crews are going to be able to get out and hopefully repair things pretty quickly, because it's not a lingering storm.
Okay.
It's a quick hitter, one quick punch, and then it's out of here.
All right. Andrew Frieden, our NBC 12 meteorologist. Always appreciate that kind of update. You put it in terms we can all understand. Thank you.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.